Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
John, coming John. Yes, maybe the Bun Liang not coming yet.
Bun Liang,
you want to go to have lunch together with me? Thai lady make some food for the monk. 11:30. Okay. The time is moving all the time. There's some story and something moving too. Allow. The mind is quickly faster. The mind move faster. Some said the mind, monkey mind. Monkey mind. thinking a lot. Cannot stop. At night, it's dreaming too, yeah. Non-stop, dreaming. That's okay. We are practicing for seeing thought come and go. Okay, I see. I know, I understand. Out of control, but control the body easy. The same we are driving a car, easy. The mind control the body, control the hand. Stop. Okay. Not too much. Not too long, because I am suffering. Feel not so good. Okay, move. Okay, better. Move better, but stop. Not so good. But moving is happy. Stop. Not happy. One, two. Relax. Oh, not good. But moving, no, happy. Moving. Sitting too. The suffering, the pain of the leg. One, two. Go walk. Go to walking mindfully. Happy, but not too long. Want to sitting, sleeping too, lying down, happy. All day, all time, we are knowing the cause of happiness, cause of suffering. Yeah, we are eating for the what's it for healthy, for survival. Go to continue. The practice the same all day, same it means for body and mind. Same you have, I have, everything, everyone have, the mind and body, feeling, perception, thinking, and phenomena, consciousness. Explain something, John? Consciousness. I cannot explain.
you were talking about the four foundations of mindfulness.
Yeah. Five integrate too. Five integrate, great, 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 five.
Five?
Yeah. Consciousness.
Consciousness, okay.
Yeah.
So there is a teaching of the Buddha about the foundations of mindfulness, and the first one is knowing the body in the body, I'm trying to read about all four or five foundations, and I haven't gotten past the body yet. but it's easy to see what's going on with your body. And to pay attention to what's going on in your body every moment of the day. The idea is to connect your mind with what your body is doing. And to be aware of that every moment of the day. We like to talk about driving. We both like to drive.
Yeah.
And it's a very useful analogy, because it's very evident when we're not paying attention to what our bodies are doing behind the wheel. If we are worried about if we're worried about, we have some fear about hitting a deer, which I did recently. If we have fear about that, and that keeps our mind away from paying attention to what other drivers are doing on the road, it's very noticeable when we're not paying attention when we're driving. And it's easy to see that what you should be doing is always paying attention to what your body is doing. I like to cook, some of us like to cook. And if we're not paying attention to what our bodies are doing, we can become known as that really good nine-fingered chef. And there's a lot of happiness to be gained from paying attention to whatever it is that you're doing. If your mind is wandering, sometimes it wanders into, gets caught up in problematic thinking. But happiness is result of paying attention to each one of these motions that we were all Ajahn Dah keeps telling us, just keep moving. I know that I get in trouble if I'm sitting and being very introspective, and I create different thought patterns that are not useful to me. For some reason, when I fantasize about things that could go on, I fantasize about something that doesn't have a happy ending to it. Why do I do that? It's my fantasy. I can think of whatever it is I want. Why does my mind sometimes go in that direction? But meditation can help. We just bring our minds back to the present moment where things are just ducky. And there are four more foundations of mindfulness. It seems to turn out that everything in the world can be a foundation of mindfulness. We can pay attention to everything that goes on and come to some understanding of how we work in the natural world. We're natural beings. We're just no less natural than any bird that's flying around. We're no less a part of this world than any animal or any enlightened being. So it's good to that's what every teacher says when we're growing up. They say, pay attention. Pay attention. I had a high school chemistry teacher named Charlie Ryan. He'd say, give me your brains, people, give me your brains. Pay attention to what I'm saying. So the essence of all of this is just to pay attention to what we're doing, and we'll be happier, more skillful people when we do. So there.
Good. Thank you, John. How was your practice today?
How did it go for you today?
It was really wonderful. It feels like I've found a place that I've been looking for quite some time. So it's really nice to have learned about this place and to be able to be here. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Welcome.
Okay.
Anna, this is Frank and Madeline, long-time practitioners. Welcome to you.
Is this your first time?
First time here, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's a different, I've meditated for a long time, but this is different.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, the more you do it, the better it gets.
Good. Inside meditation of
wisdom, the mindfulness, awareness come to be wisdom, come to become wisdom, oh, awake, awakening, okay, in the same we are driving a car, good, okay, see the go straight, but it's a mirror, mirror is good, okay, yeah, see, yeah, see a lot, okay, good, happy, enjoy. The same practice, moving, no, the something in the car, yeah, knowing, the monkey, body monkey. Yeah, here is the, hear the sound, seeing the eye see outside, but sometimes it's that no inside. No insight, no feeling, no, it's not good, okay, feeling, okay, pain, oh. Want to exercise, relax, knowing, but not now, maybe next time, go your room, go my room, oh, good. Relax. Okay. It's outside. Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you expecting another monk?
Yeah, he coming.
Okay.
Coming for lunch together.
Yeah.
Who's doing the cooking?